This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, it's The Weekend. Glad to have you with me. Michael Brown here. Thanks for joining in. So the rules of engagement for this program are pretty easy. You ought to know them by now. If you don't, come on, get with the program. The rules of engagement are this. If you want to send me a text message, you text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Mike or Michael to the number. Just text the name Mike and your message to 33103. And then if you want to follow me on any of the social media platforms, you want to get the podcast for the program, you want to stream us live, you want to do any of that, you just simply go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, and all of that is there. And, of course, I want to draw your attention to something else we've added. So we now have a list of all of the affiliates. So people have been asking me, how do I find out where I find the show? Where, you know, and what time does it play in my town or whatever? So I've got that on the page with theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. You'll just simply have to find there's actually a little tab there that says, where do I find The Weekend with Michael Brown? You click that, there's a map, there's an interactive map, plus there's a list of all the stations you can find and the times that they play the program, because different stations play the program at different times. You can also find that we now have an official Facebook page up, and so on Facebook, it's facebook.com, The Weekend with Michael Brown. Gee, how do we figure that one out? We spent thousands of dollars on doing all sorts of studies about how should we do that. Let's see, the Facebook page, what should we call it? Let's call it The Weekend with Michael Brown. So you can find all of that on Facebook, too. All right, so let's get started because they got a lot of cover today. We're getting close to the midterm elections. We're a month out from the midterm elections. And a lot of people have said to me that, you know, they're really concerned about the direction of the country, that things are going off the rails, things aren't going off the rails, we have a bunch of stupid, we have a bunch of stupid Republican nominees, blah, 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 blah. Well, so I did a history lesson this past week on my local show here in Denver. And I want to kind of go over a little bit of that today and kind of give you an arc of history of where we are. So I think if you step back and you think about American history, it can be best understood not as a single continuum, but there's a trend line. And this trend line kind of goes up and down at times. And you might even think of it as we've had a different series of countries over the history since 1776, or technically 1789 with the adoption of the Constitution. Now, the First Republic, if we're going to divide the country up into in time periods of republics, the First Republic was probably the American Revolution. And then that ended with Andrew Jackson's kind of, and he was kind of like Trump in a way. He kind of assaulted all the genteel elites of his day. And then Jackson's Republic just utterly collapsed into the bloodshed of the Civil War. And that gave birth to a Third Republic. So the First Republic is the American Revolution. The Second Republic is kind of, and that kind of ended with Andrew Jackson. And then you get to the Civil War, and we get to a Third Republic. And the Third Republic was ruled by this incredibly wealthy class of northern-based industrial capitalists. That collapsed with the Great Depression. And then you get the Fourth Republic, which was FDR, Franklin Roosevelt. And that republic was centered around a strong federal government that won the Second World War, that sent men to the moon, overcame the rival Soviet Empire, and we did all of these great things. I mean, post-Civil War America was really an America of amazing technological, social accomplishments, not all of which have been perfect, not all of which we can look back and say, well, that was a great idea. But you have to admit that from a 30,000 point of view, ever since FDR, look, I got a lot of problems with FDR, but I'm just saying from a broad-based point of view, that Third Republic that ended with the Great Depression led to the Fourth Republic that we kind of live in, well, I think we live in now, but I think we're moving into this fifth republic. So the question then becomes, when did Roosevelt's republic, when did that end? Did it end with the social chaos of the late 70s? The late 60s, the early 70s? Did it end with our victory in the Cold War over the old evil empire of the Soviet Union? Or is it that we're currently living in the fifth, sixth, and maybe a seventh republic, almost all simultaneously? You know what I think? I think that's the kind of questions that if we don't change the direction of the country, that students, history students in Beijing or Singapore, that's what they're going to be contemplating when they take their final history exams. So the more immediate point is that another American republic is collapsing. And we've been here before. When you think about recent years, as in the 60s, we have seen the takeover of large sections of American cities by armies of just drug-addicted zombies, riots in Washington, riots all over the country, dirty political tricks by both the FBI and the CIA, the capture of our university system by militants that are obsessed, I mean truly just obsessed with things like race and gender, dire warnings about the future of the planet. The planet's going to die if we don't do anything. And truly, the wholesale abandonment of America's military allies. I think the difference between now and the 60s is that today people with, you know, all of these posters on their wall or they have all the Black Lives Matter, signs out in the front yards, they're living behind gated communities. They're not living in the inner cities. They're not living amongst those that are creating the CHAZ no-go zones in Seattle. No, they're living in gated communities. Almost American oligarchs. There's a story, a little tangent here for those of you who aren't used to my tangents. The oligarchs in Russia are getting pre-PO'd at Vladimir Putin. I wonder when the oligarchs in this country are going to start getting irritated with these people that claim to be all for these different kind of social awareness, social wokeness ideas, but they do it in the safety and security and the comfort of a gated community. And I'm using a gated community as kind of a euphemism for people who live in a bubble. I think the current crisis, now we've been in a long progression of progressive politics since Woodrow Wilson. But this current crisis can be dated to the election of 2016. And in that election, a large majority of voters expressed an absolute rejection of the current, or of the then, although it still exists to a great degree, of the social political order, because they voted for either Bernie Sanders or Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton. Now think about that. Those two extremes. They voted for Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders almost got the nomination. But the Democrat establishment stepped in to make certain that he did not. And that Hillary Clinton got that nomination. On the Republican side of the aisle, the Republican establishment was doing everything they could to prevent Donald Trump from getting the nomination, but he just became a steam engine. He just became a snowball going down the Rocky Mountains that they just could not stop, and he ended up with the nomination. And then Trump's election was just followed by this incessant attacks on his presidency by what I would call the American power structure, the cabal. I refer to it as the cabal generally. The national press, corporate monopoly internet platforms, the tech giants, a security apparatus that's been created, as much as I hate to admit it, created when I was the Undersecretary of Homeland Security with the Patriot Act, but that has become a security apparatus that pretty much operates with anonymity, invading our personal lives all the time. And now the media's tattered credibility to the public has now plunged into the toilet because they've just gone along with all of this. So this toxic combination of this widening political polarization and all these institutional failures then is exacerbated and made even worse by a stupid response to COVID-19, which crushed small and medium-sized businesses, while at the same time padding the profits of large investors and all these internet-based monopolists. The result was the largest single transfer of wealth in American history since the Civil War, and actually the disenfranchisement of a significant portion of the American middle class, accompanied by a steady drumbeat of just this woke discourse that gleefully demonized the losers as white supremacists and insurrectionists on January 6th. The election of Joe Biden, even though I never believed it for a second, was supposed to restore the legitimacy of the American political system and bring a measure of social peace. Look around you today. Look around today. Are we to blame 79-year-old senile Joe Biden? Are we? In some ways, yes. He campaigned on, you know, unity and bringing the country back together again, but he can't help himself. He can't help himself. He continues to divide. Because in politics, division is the easiest thing to do. Building a coalition, the most difficult thing to do. And from the standpoint of the Democrat Party of the 90s, you know, Bill Clinton's trade deals were, you have to admit, an economic success. And that brought a lot of Wall Street and a lot of large American corporations into the Democrat fold and almost flipped the parties. Where the Democrats were once seen as the party of the people, the Democrats have become the party of those, you know, large Wall Street firms, large corporations, and all of their donors. And the Republican Party has become the party that's saying, wait a minute, what about working men and women? What about underclasses? What about building a big tent of all races and bringing all of these races together? It is a new republic. I want you to think about that. But there's something else I want you to think about before we go to a break. If you or a loved one really want to protect yourself against any attack on you personally or a family member, but you don't feel comfortable carrying a firearm like I do, then you need to learn about HEROES non-lethal products. HEROES, a maker of the award-winning HERO 2020, that is a non-lethal gun that shoots high-speed projectiles filled with pepper powder that explodes on impact, covering your attacker, causing pain, mental confusion, and coughing uncontrollably. And all HERO products are concealable, and you do not need a carry permit. But now, HERO2020.com has a new product called the Arrow, and I love this product. This looks like a small remote control and shoots a very thick, red, sticky pepper gel. That pepper gel creates an intense burning sensation on any skin contact. It also includes a 120 decibel alarm that alerts all these other people that you need help. Both of these products are non-lethal, but allow you to defend yourself from a distance. I carry one. My wife carries one. You ought to be carrying one too. Get one today for yourself, your spouse, your daughter or son at college, your son that might be working the late shift, or anybody who needs extra protection. I want you to go to hero2020.com. That's hero2020.com. Put in the coupon code my last name Brown for a special discount. That's hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. I'll be right back.
North State.
State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought, and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's keep it 100. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but it ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only bout it, God can't bow to nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The View, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So in this history, kind of where is the country today? There are the working poor. A lot of the working poor today used to consider themselves working class or middle class. But now they're forced to rely on government programs and subsidies that cover everything from rent to school tuition to health care to food. And what's the glue that holds all of that together? The Democrat Party. And how do they hold that? What's the glue they use? The Democrat Party now regularly outspends the Republican Party. They're the big government spenders now, not the Republicans. So in addition to this new oligarchy that kind of controls American society, the new American, if you put this like a food pyramid, you put this into a social pyramid, it's also a gerontocracy. And I know we have to go through a change here because the gerontocracy, where you have the old farts at the top of the pyramid, they eventually die off. They have to die off. They have to go away. Or they, you know, Joe Biden, I think, personifies where the gerontocracy in American politics is today. They're old. They're feeble. They're demented. They don't know how to walk off the stage. He doesn't know whether to walk left or right. But think about this. The political power and the wealth in this country right now are wildly skewed in favor of people above the age of 60. Biden, 79 years old. Nancy Pelosi, 82 years old. They lead the Democrats. Trump, 76 years old. Mitch McConnell, 80 years old. They lead the Republicans. Do you know where the average American over the age of 55 has a net worth of somewhere between $1.2 and $1.5 million? the average American adult under the age of 35, guess what their average net worth is? $75,000. And the vast majority of those under the age of 35 have no significant assets whatsoever. American capitalism and free markets, which I am an absolute strong advocate of, have failed. Because for capitalism and free markets to work, there has to be some sort of moral foundation upon which people conduct their business. And what we've seen since COVID-19 and the pandemic, because I sincerely believe this, most of the sponsors that endorse my program here in Denver are small business owners. And I love these sponsors. It's like the sponsor here, hero2020.com, a small business. These are the people that operate their business with morality, care for their employees. They want to deliver a good product. They want to deliver a good service. But we tried to kill them off. We tried to kill them off during COVID-19, during the pandemic. It was almost as if the pandemic was an excuse. Remember, the government was picking winners and losers. Home Depot could stay open. Yeah, I'm going to name them out. Home Depot, Costco, they could all stay open. But everything that they sold, that was sold by a small business over here, was deemed to be a non-essential business, and they were forced to close. COVID-19 did more to destroy free markets in this country than anything else. Now, a lot of these small businesses are crawling their way back out of that dark black hole. But we have to recognize that if we don't get back to some sort of moral basis in free markets and capitalism, that this skewering of wealth will continue, even though at some point, just simply because we're all mortal souls, that at some point the country will recognize that, yeah, you know what? Small business, which has always been at the heart of the American economy, really is the foundational principle, the foundational function of a free market that will ensure that people have a fair shot. The big tech giants aren't going to do that. Facebook, Meta, whatever the hell you call it right now, every employee there is fearful of layoffs. All the corporate giants, as we enter into this recessionary period, looking at laying off people. But who's actually delivering the products and services right now? Small businesses. And then you think, in place of all those tangible goods, things like the living wage, the chance to buy a home, all of that. We've got to get back to those principles. So this next republic is the opportunity for us to do that. And creating that new republic begins on November 8th. 1 month from today, 1 month away in the midterm election, you've got to get out and vote. You must get out and vote. Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Stay tuned. Text the word Michael to 33103. I'll be right back.
Is your job recession-proof? Now might be the perfect time to switch careers and become an IT professional. With My Computer Career, IT is listed as one of the top recession-proof professions. You could have your dream job in just months, not years. No experience needed. Take classes online or on campus. And financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Ammo is expensive and in short supply. You can train without ammunition at home using the Mantis X. The Mantis X firearms training system is a no-ammo, all-electronic way to practice and improve your shooting accuracy. It simply attaches to your firearm and gives you data-driven, real-time feedback on improving your technique. 94% of shooters improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X, a must-have for every responsible gun owner. Dramatically improve your shooting accuracy today. Get yours at MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
REU, along with more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is not-for-profit and is publicly owned by our customers. This year, REU is celebrating 101 years of serving the city of Reading. October 2nd through the 8th is Public Power Week, when we celebrate the benefits of living and working in a public power community. These benefits include safe, reliable, and affordable electric service to residents and businesses. REU takes pride in providing excellent service, engaging with our customers, and working for our community.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. You can text the word Michael in your message to 33103, Mike or Michael to 33103. You can go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com where you can stream us live, download the podcast, follow me on social media. I'd appreciate a follow on Twitter at Michael Brown USA. On Facebook, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown. That's a new page for us. On those pages, you can also now find a map that shows all the affiliates and what time the program's aired, so you can find all of those. Before I get to a point about immigration, over the past week, the White House press secretary, Karim Jean-Pierre, or as I call her, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, did a lot of humming and awing and oohing and awing and, well, you know, and historic, this is historic and that's historic, and everything that the president's done to, you know, lower gas prices, blah, blah, blah. It's all been historic. Man, oh, man, we've had a lot of history the past week. You don't believe me? Listen to this.
We don't have anything to announce at this time. I don't have anything to share about that at this time. I just don't have anything to share. I don't have anything to preview for you about his schedule this weekend. I'm just saying I don't have anything to preview for you today. I don't have anything specific to add. I don't have any particular examples for you at this time, so I'm not going to comment. So I'm not going to get ahead of the conversations that are happening right now. I'm not going to get ahead of the president. I'm not going to get ahead of the president. I'm not going to get ahead of what that process is potentially going to look like. We have been pretty clear on this. The president has been very clear. We've been very clear about this. We have made crystal clear. Our position is crystal clear. And we have been very clear on this. Like, the president understands. I understand the question and I hear the question, but we just can't. I can't respond to it from here, from the podium. That's a very good question. I would refer you to the Department of State. I would refer you to the Department of Education, who would have details here. I would refer you to the Department of Treasury. Definitely would refer you back to Department of Energy. I would refer you to either ODNI or the Justice Department by any specific questions on this. I would refer you specifically to the U.S. Coast Guard on this issue, on this individual questions. It's not something that I would comment from here. I would refer you to the FDA. I don't have anything for you on that at this time. And I would refer you to the United Kingdom government.
I just refer you to anything but here. I don't have anything here. No, I don't have anything here whatsoever. It's probably the hardest job in the world, being the press secretary to Joe Biden. But it's not just Joe Biden that has said some dumb things over the past week. We've also had people talk about gas prices going up, gas prices going down. And some people are just absolutely convinced that the president of the United States of America is able to, you know, when gas prices are going down, why, that's his responsibility, and when gas prices are going up, that's somebody else's responsibility. It absolutely amazes me that we have the ability in this country to be energy independent and have gas prices set by us. Now, I know world markets, the international global oil market still sets prices, but when we are the ones that dominate the global oil market by producing more than any other country and selling that, dumping, if you will, onto the global oil market, that would bring gas prices down. But some people just don't believe that. Some people think that the whole thing is that it's some sort of big conspiracy by the oil companies, and you know, that somehow the oil companies can control all that. It's simply not true. That's simply not true. When you look around at what you're paying for gas right now, which is obviously a huge threat to the economy, a huge threat to our national security, we ought to recognize at some point that it truly does not have to be this way. In fact, the labor secretary himself said this.
The economy.
I think you make a really, you point something out that's really important, and that's the irony of all of this, right? Like, you as the labor secretary, most Americans, you want to have more people employed, right? That's a sign of a good economy. But with inflation as high as it is now, the Federal Reserve needs the job market to cool, right? It is cooling from the average of 510,000 jobs added a month in the last 12 months. And wage growth, although it is up 5%, it's been cooling off over recent months. Both things that the average American wouldn't necessarily want, but this economy needs to get a handle on inflation. So I suppose I'm asking, is the Biden administration happy to see those things happening vis-a-vis the war on inflation?
Well, certainly I think that, you know, the plans that the president put out there to tackle inflation in a lot of cases working. We're seeing it come down incrementally. I would like to see it come down more than that. Certainly the supply chain issue added a big concern to the inflation numbers. Obviously, gas, what OPEC has done now is disappointing, certainly to the president and to us, but it also just points out that we need to be less reliant on foreign energy.
We need to be less reliant on foreign energy. How could we possibly become less reliant on foreign energy? How could that be? Well, you know what we could do? We could produce more oil and gas here. The Labor Secretary continued. I got to make sure I got the right one. Yes, here we go. This is the right one, I think.
Because you mentioned OPEC, and this OPEC decision to slash 2 million barrels a day of oil in production is going to drive gas prices higher, and there's very little at this point that the administration can really do about that. On top of, you know, people are going to watch their gas get more expensive, the president of the San Francisco Federal Reserve, Mary Daly, told me this just a few days ago. Listen.
We need to recognize is that people already are suffering. They're suffering from the toll, the indignity of high inflation. They earn their living, they go to the store, and they can't afford the things they could afford last month.
What do you say to Americans right now, Secretary Walsh, who at this point may be losing confidence that the Biden administration can make this economy work for them when 3 out of 4 Americans say the economy is either not so good or poor?
Well, certainly when it comes to energy and what we're dealing with gas, I mean, that certainly was not created by this administration. We're dealing with a war in Ukraine that you guys report upon every day, which is very sad and unfortunate. You're talking about what decisions OPEC has made, which is very disappointing as well. And I think what it does is for too long, America has been too dependent on foreign energy. And I think that the president has made it very clear in the Inflation Reduction Act to be less dependent on foreign energy supplies, whether it's oil or gas, as we move forward here. We need to continue to do that. We're seeing more production to deal with the issue immediately. We're seeing our refineries ramping up more production here in the United States of America to bring the cost down for American people at the gas pump. For 13 straight weeks, we saw a reduction because of President Biden's policies and decisions. We saw gas prices coming down. You clearly, OPEC caught the administration by surprise in the decision they made yesterday. So we're readjusting now to deal with the decision that they've made.
So in essence, what he's saying is the president was very capable of bringing gas prices down. But when gas prices go up, that's somebody else's fault. But let's stop and think about why gas prices went down for temporary. Because we pulled 1 million barrels a day for 180 days for 6 months that ended like on September 29th or something. We pulled 180 million barrels out of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, making the country less safe. So that if we end up, you know, if you haven't heard the news, the Ukrainians, or at least someone, has blown up a supply bridge going from Russia to Crimea that was supplying most of the troops in the Ukrainian conflict, that bridge has now been blown up. So you see that all of this stuff that's going on around in the world, that's going to cause gas prices to go up. And we could have, if that in Ukraine ends up drawing us in somehow, if Putin uses nukes or the Polish keep requesting us to put nukes in their country, if somehow this thing escalates, and we need as much oil and gas as we possibly can for our own national security to supply and to fuel our tanks and our jets and our ships and all the things that we need fuel for. We've depleted the Strategic Petroleum Reserve by almost 25%, by a full quarter, which means that suddenly we're going to be dependent even more on OPEC, and OPEC plus includes Russia. So do you think they're going to be willing to supply us? If we were to go into a war? Probably not. And how long would it take the domestic oil and gas industry to ramp up? Well, quite some time, because this administration has basically told the investment class, the bankers and the others that would invest in oil and gas production, not to do so. And the permitting process still remains convoluted. So the domestic oil and gas production is essentially shut down. I saw the Saudi Minister of State on television last night, and he was being asked about, you know, did you make these oil production cuts as punishment for the United States? And clearly his answer was no, because the Saudis depend on us for a lot of their military capabilities. But they did it because they depend on a high gas price to let their countries function, because they have no other resources. That's their only resource. So I don't like what the Saudis did. From their point of view, I don't blame the Saudis for doing it. But he also went on to say that, you know, America needs to look inward. And he said something to this effect, I'm paraphrasing. But if America wants lower gas prices, then they should not have spent the past 20 years all more concerned about trying to save the planet and trying to do this forced conversion from oil and gas to green energy. You've let your refineries, turn into dilapidated refineries. You've got to reconstruct and rebuild and remodel and make sure these refineries are capable of doing the job that they're supposed to be doing, and you're not even doing that. So the Saudi Minister of State is lecturing us, I think correctly so, about it's our own damn fault. And it is our fault. And here is the stupid, I mean the stupid, Secretary of Labor saying, well, you know, the president made sure that gas prices went down. I never explained why, but you and I know why. And then he starts talking about, well, then gas prices go up, but the president can't do anything about that. He can. He absolutely can. And for that matter, Congress could do it too. Congress could step in and Congress could deregulate and say, you know what, we're going to cut out all this crap, all this garbage that we're trying to do to try to force us. I forget how many millions of cars there are on the road right now. But of the millions of cars that are on the road right now, probably about 1% of all cars traveling the highways and byways of this country right now, 1% are electric vehicles. You think that we're going to convert the other 99% sometime between now and even 2035? No, it's not going to happen. We don't have the resources. We don't have the capability. We don't have the ability to do it, let alone the resources. We're committing national suicide over oil and gas. Oil and gas is not evil. Oil and gas, American oil and gas, is among the most clean oil in the entire world, which is why it sells for a premium. And clean natural gas, yesterday after I left my local program, I'm next to a Denver RTD bus. We use clean burning natural gas. And not a mile later, I pass a big dump truck. We use clean natural gas. Clean natural gas. We're nuts. We're absolutely nuts. So when you look around the world and you look at what's going on, don't blame the Saudis. No, don't blame them at all. Don't blame the Russians. Don't blame the Ukrainians. Don't blame the war in Ukraine. Blame ourselves. We're committing national suicide. I'll be right back.
Silver demand will exceed supply again this year. Mining.com stated this month that 32,000 tons of silver will be produced, and the amount we need is 34,000 tons. That is a 2,000-ton shortage. This proves that Noble Gold Investments has long warned the market about U.S. transition to renewable energy will put pressure on silver production. Silver is used in solar cells, industrial fabrication, and the automotive industry. There will be a further increase in demand in the field of nanotechnology, the food industry, and printed and flexible electronics. Demand will increase by
by 54% by 2030. There's no better time to invest with Noble Gold Investments than now. Noble Gold Investments will walk you through the entire process, and it'll take you no more than 5 minutes to open a gold or silver IRA. And this month, you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready, or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Michael Brown, glad to have you with me. Text the word Michael, Michael, and your message to 33103. Get to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com to follow me on social media to do all of that. You know, the population of New York City is about almost 19 million. It's like 18.8, 18.9 million people. And ever since the mayor of El Paso, Texas, the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, and the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, ever since they decided to start moving, you know, migrants and illegal aliens out of their cities and out of their states up into places like New York City, people like Mayor Eric Adams of New York has gone batcrap crazy. And I find it hilarious. Mayor Adams has declared a state of emergency. Now, a state of emergency to deal with, don't hold me to this exact number, but I think about 17,000 illegal aliens have been transported by both the Biden administration themselves and by the mayor of El Paso and by the governor of Texas, about 17,000 have been transported to New York City. So 17,000, you do the math. I don't have my calculator out. 17,000 into 18.9 million people. So, you know, it's probably like 0.00001% or something. And he's declaring a state of emergency over that. You know what he ought to be declaring the state of emergency over? Is the crime in New York City. The crime. It's amazing how many times I turn on the news to hear about some new stabbing or shooting in a subway, or the shooting of a cop somewhere, a shooting or a beating in Times Square. It's absolutely fascinating to me that as these 17,000 migrants move into New York City, he's more concerned about that, and that is what he wants to declare a state of emergency over. How about the crime? Why is it? I mean, it's sincere. It's not a rhetorical question. It's a sincere question. I think I know the answer, but I don't want to say what I think the answer is. I'd be more curious what you think the answer is. But why is it that someone like Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City, would declare a state of emergency over 17,000, you know, migrants coming into his city than he can with regard to, the crime rate?
El Paso, the city manager, the mayor, they should stop sending buses to New York.
Yeah, you guys stop doing that. Stop it. We can't handle it up here.
New York cannot accommodate the number of buses that we have coming here to our city.
Now, I find that freaking hilarious. Now, I don't know whether you've ever seen, like, some of the buses trying to come in, you know, through, say, I don't know, one of the tunnels or across the Triborough Bridge or whatever, but or you get all the buses that are going through Manhattan itself. It's a freaking disaster. And that's just the buses that operate normally. Now, 17,000 buses coming in over a period of, I don't know, several months or something, and that's a crisis, and you cannot accommodate the number of buses that we have coming here to our city? Huh. You got bus lanes. Yeah, you got bus lanes. They could come across the bus lanes, Mayor. Why don't you do that? Yeah, they're not going to do it. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Stay tuned when we get back, some more dumbassery from some of the silly stuff going on around the country. Don't go away.
Is your job recession-proof? Now might be the perfect time to switch careers and become an IT professional. With My Computer Career, IT is listed as one of the top recession-proof professions. You could have your dream job in just months, not years. No experience needed. Take classes online or on campus. And financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Ammo is expensive and in short supply. You can train without ammunition at home using the Mantis X. The Mantis X firearms training system is a no-ammo, all-electronic way to practice and improve your shooting accuracy. It simply attaches to your firearm and gives you data-driven, real-time feedback on improving your technique. 94% of shooters improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X, a must-have for every responsible gun owner. Dramatically improve your shooting accuracy today. Get yours at MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com.
Voting is your right and civic duty. It is important to know who is running for office and to know the definition of proposed measures that are set to appear on the ballot. Read up on political issues and figure out where you stand. Get out and talk to people and learn more about who could represent you and your interests. Attend local forums involving political candidates and find out if their interests align with yours. Be informed. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A day after President Vladimir Putin's 70th birthday, humiliating blow today as a truck bomb caused a fire and the collapse of a section of a major bridge that links Russian annexed Crimea with Russia. BBC correspondent Danny Eberhardt says the bridge is more than just a key pipeline for Russia's war effort.
It's also a project in which President Putin invested considerable personal prestige. He inaugurated the bridge himself, hopping into the driver's seat of a bright orange truck to lead a convoy of vehicles across, Russian flags fluttering in the wind.
The bombing comes a day after Putin's 70th birthday. Russia's National Anti-Terrorism Committee said the truck bomb caused seven railway cars carrying fuel to catch fire. There's no change in America's nuclear posture, despite President Biden's latest comments about nuclear Armageddon. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The president told political donors this week that Russia's threat to use nuclear weapons in Ukraine has brought the world closer to Armageddon than at any time since the Cuban Missile Crisis. But White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says there's no imminent threat.
We have not seen any reason to adjust our own strategic nuclear posture, nor do we have indications that Russia is preparing to imminently use nuclear weapons.
She says the president was reinforcing the seriousness with how the U.S. views Moscow's nuclear threats. Greg Clugston, Washington.
RNC Chairperson Ronna McDaniel says the Democrats' lax attitude toward crime could backfire on the party in the upcoming midterm election.
Crime is up across the country because of what they've done. Our police departments have been ravaged. They can't recruit. And as a result, our communities are less safe. And I think the American people are done with it.
McDaniel told the Salem Radio Network this week the spike in crime is directly tied to Democrat disdain for law enforcement, including calls from leading Democrat lawmakers to defund the police. More from townhall.com.
You were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out? You need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told at a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-687-7979. 800-687-7979. 800-687-7979.
A four-day work week may mean a four-day paycheck.
One of the changes to the post-pandemic employment landscape is the way we work. A new survey from Chartered Institute of Personnel and Development suggests a third of companies polled think a four-day work week is almost certain to be the norm in the next decade. But only 1% of those same companies say they would keep pay levels the same as if staff were working 5 days. Among the challenges companies face in a shorter week, loss of productivity. Ronda Rockstra reporting.
Senator Ron Johnson says it's important Republicans push back against efforts by the left to drive a wedge between different races.
Conservatives are not the dividers. We're not the angry ones. We're highly concerned. We're passionate about trying to save this country. But it is the left that wants to fundamentally transform America.
Senator Johnson told the Salem Radio Network if he wins re-election, he'll continue to fight against racial quotas in college admissions and critical race theory. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The world's wealthiest man says he has an issue with American universities.
Elon Musk says he and his daughter are estranged due to liberal politics in American colleges. In an interview with Financial Times, the South African father of nine said the liberal ideology is full-on communism, with a general sentiment that if you're rich, You're evil. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The European Union is struggling to put together a plan to cap gas prices.
As winter approaches and Russia's war in Ukraine fuels a major energy crisis, driving up prices for consumers and businesses, the cap is one of several measures the 27-nation bloc is preparing to contain an energy crisis in Europe some fear could lead to rolling blackouts, factory shutdowns, and a deep recession over the winter in economies already weakened by the pandemic. Russia's reduced or cut off natural gas supplies to 13 EU member nations for their support of Ukraine. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
More of these stories at townhall.com.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. You can, the rules of engagement are pretty simple. You can text the program by texting the word Mike or Michael and your message to 33103. Mike or Michael to 33103. You can follow me on social media. Twitter's at Michael Brown USA. Facebook, we have a Facebook page up now. Just on Facebook, search for The Weekend with Michael Brown. You can also go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. There you'll find a map of all of the affiliates and the times that the program plays. You can download the podcast on that page. You can do everything on that page except order Uber Eats. Maybe we'll get that in there for you too. The FBI, I don't know whether to laugh or cry about this story. A Washington Post story about the Hunter Biden laptop. Now, if you don't know what the Hunter Biden laptop story is, let me give you a quick synopsis of it. Hunter Biden kept all of his homemade porn that he and his prostitutes made as he was smoking crack. They kept all those videos on a laptop. And then he kept all of his emails between himself and his dad, between himself and all of his buddies that he was doing business with in Ukraine and China and other places. He kept all of this stuff on a laptop. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, that's wrong. What do you have on your laptop? May I see your laptop, please? So the issue isn't what he kept on his laptop. It's that he was stupid enough to take the laptop to a repair shop. And I don't know whether, I don't know what the repair was. But if I take, for example, if I have to take one of my MacBooks or something into an Apple store to have it repaired, depending on what the repair is, I will generally ask or tell them that the hard drive is locked down, or I'll partition off the hard drive where they can't have access to data. I keep all the data and everything segregated on the hard drive. He didn't do any of that. So he just takes it into a local repair shop somewhere, I think in Delaware. I forget. It doesn't make any difference. Took it in somewhere. And then he left it. I mean, he signed for it, left it, signed the receipt for it, and then never picked it up. And like most places, you know, if you don't reclaim your property within 90, 120 days, 180 days, whatever it might be, then that property becomes the property of the store, and the store can dispose of it and do whatever they want to because they don't want to sit and store it. They don't want to sit and hold this laptop, taking up space that's been repaired. They've done the work on it. And so the guy that had the laptop, the store owner, realizes he's got this laptop. It's been there for, you know, forever, 6 months, 9 months, whatever. So he opens it up and logs onto it and is trying to figure out what's on there. And so, whoa, look at that, baby. There's somebody smoking crack and doing the deal on the, doing the deed on the video. Oh, so now your curiosity is kind of peaked. So you look at the laptop more and you realize, oh, this is Hunter Biden, the son of the president of the United States of America. So maybe this stuff is, this seems like serious stuff. Maybe I should call the FBI. So before the FBI actually takes possession of it, the FBI says, we don't have any interest in it. We don't care about the laptop. Who cares? Now, I find it interesting because the FBI, at this, not at the same time, but the FBI later goes to reclaim the diary of Ashley Biden, Joe Biden's daughter. The diary. Oh, we gotta send agents out. We gotta have automatic weapons. We gotta get up in the black SUVs, and we gotta go at 6 o'clock in the morning before the sun rises. We gotta go. We gotta capture the diary because the diary. Oh my gosh! But the laptop, man, who cares? So the shop owner decides that, well, you know, maybe I'll just turn it over to the New York Post, or I'll turn it over to Fox News, or I'll turn it over to somebody. And so these different news sources validate and verify that indeed this is a laptop that belongs to Hunter Biden, and indeed these are emails to and from the president and to and from, you know, family members and his business partners and everybody else. And they ascertain that, well, yeah, pretty much looks like influence peddling. It pretty much looks like they're in cahoots with the Chinese Communist Party. They're in cahoots with, you know, this is before Zelensky took over in Ukraine. They're in cahoots with the Ukrainians. There's some Russian dealings. There's all sorts of stuff on there. Now the FBI is interested. Isn't that strange? Only after the news reports get out does suddenly the FBI think, you know what? Hey, Joe, have you read the story about Hunter Biden's laptop? No, I haven't. Why? What's in it? Well, there's a bunch of porn on it and a bunch of stuff, and it's got the president. Well, you know what? We better go pick it up then. Let's go pick it up. So they go pick it up. The headline, fast forward now, the headline of the Washington Post exclusive gives the Democrats game away. Hunter Biden's not going to go to prison. There's a two-tiered justice system in this country. It's alive and well in the good old U.S. of A. And if that sounds like I'm cynical, well, I'm not cynical. I'm a realist. Mission accomplished. We've been down this rigged road too many times. And the double standard between the ruling elite in this country and you and me, that chasm is just getting wider and wider. It's as wide as the Grand Canyon right now. So in the headline, in this Washington Post story, federal agency chargeable tax gun purchase case against Hunter Biden. Oh, Now, I'm not downplaying those crimes. Those are indeed serious crimes. If you and I falsely put down information on a background check to purchase a long gun or a handgun or anything, or a scary assault weapon, well, yeah, we'd be in trouble. And we'd probably be charged with, you know, falsifying, you know, a federal record or whatever, or an illegal purchase of a gun. I mean, any number of charges. And you know that you and I would be charged against about this stuff. And the same is true with tax issues. Now, there's a difference between tax avoidance, which is absolutely legal. You absolutely have a right under those tax laws to avoid paying as much tax as you legally can. And then there's tax evasion. And tax evasion is where, let's say you get paid, you should have gotten paid on a 1099 for doing some contract work. And it's $100,000. And you're thinking, well, crap, I can't afford to pay the taxes on this $100,000. I just won't report it. That's tax evasion. Huge difference between tax avoidance and tax evasion. So here you have it. The Delaware U.S. attorney says this. David Weiss, he's a Trump appointee, must decide whether to charge the son of the current president. Bingo. There it is. Do you think, I know this is a big audience, so I got to be careful here. You want to make a bet? You want to make a bet? Do you think there will be any charges between now and November 8th, between now and the midterm elections on November 8th? Because I think the golden rule of the Justice Department says that no federal indictments shall issue forth against Democrats within 90 days of an election. I mean, James Comey proved that back in 2016 when he gave that speech about Hillary Clinton's emails. I remember listening to the director of the FBI at the time, James Comey, talking about those emails and her private server that had classified information on it. Now remember, let's do a little whataboutism here. Donald Trump allegedly had, and I emphasize the word allegedly, because I'm not convinced they actually were, allegedly had classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. Now, I do not doubt that there were cover sheets at Mar-a-Lago that said top secret. But there's a difference between having a cover sheet. In fact, I may have a cover sheet from my time as the undersecretary. I might have an old cover sheet that says top secrets, SCI or whatever, but there's nothing in it. The cover sheet itself is not a classified document. So James Comey, the FBI director, goes on and gives this speech on national television about all the reasons why Hillary Clinton should be prosecuted for having classified documents on a private server in Chappaqua, New York, but then concludes, but no prosecutor would ever do this, so we're not going to do it. Did you ask a prosecutor? Did you turn over the evidence to a prosecutor? You didn't do any of that. So to me, that was the first, now I shouldn't say the first time, but for me, that was probably the Armageddon. That's a word that's been used this week. That was my Armageddon, where I thought, yeah, the FBI's corrupt. The FBI headquarters is corrupt. If you're a special agent in charge somewhere, or if you're an FBI agent somewhere, I'm not saying you're corrupt, but you ought to be standing up against those who are corrupt at headquarters. Hunter Biden will be charged sometime after the Democrats get spanked on November 8th. He'll pay some fines for failure to report income. He'll get a slap on the wrist for lying about his drug addiction on that federal gun form, and that'll be it. And then sometime after all this Hunter Biden smoke is cleared, or maybe even before, depending on how bad the Democrats get beat in the midterm elections a month from now, and how loud are their recriminations toward the party's dithering, doddering standard bearer, the big guy, Joe Biden, he will announce once and for all that he's not running for re-election in 2024. I really think that's the scenario. We won't see a charge between now and November 8th. But after November 8th, the U.S. attorney in Delaware will file some little pissant charges against Hunter Biden. He'll plead guilty, pay some fines or whatever, and then he'll go back to his home in Malibu, whatever that house is he's running. He'll go back to smoking crack or doing whatever he's doing with prostitutes, whatever. I truly do not care. But here's what I do care about, and I care about the influence peddling. Because when you work with the Chinese government or the Ukrainian government or the Russian government, or for that matter, I don't care, the United Kingdom government, and you do so because your dad is the vice president of the United States of America, or your dad is the Democrat nominee to be president, or your dad is the president of the United States of America, and you do business with these people because you are going to do what? You're going to use your influence to help them get information to, or to get to the president to decide a particular matter. Why is that a problem? I'll explain right after this. Don't go away. Hey, Michael Brown here. You know, if you or a loved one, if you want to protect yourself against any attack on you personally or a family member, but you don't feel comfortable carrying a firearm, you need to learn about the Hero non-lethal products. Hero is a maker of these award-winning Hero 2020s They're a non-lethal gun that shoots high-speed projectiles filled with pepper powder that explode on impact, covering the attacker and causing pain, mental confusion, and coughing uncontrollably. Gives you time to get away. All Hero products are concealable, and you do not need a carry permit. And now Hero2020.com, Hero2020.com, has a fantastic new product called the Arrow. I love this product. It looks like a small remote control, but it shoots a thick, red, sticky pepper gel that creates this intense burning sensation on any skin on contact. And it also includes a 120-decibel alarm that alerts other people looking for help, that can look for help for you. Both of these products are non-lethal, but they allow you to defend yourself from a distance and to get away from a dangerous situation. I carry one. I carry one in my car. My wife carries one. She carries one in her car. I want you to get one today for yourself, your spouse, your daughter at college, your son working the late shift, or anyone who needs extra protection. Go to this website, Hero2020.com, Hero2020.com. Put in the coupon code Brown, my last name, for a special discount. That's Hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Redding Electric Utility and City of Redding staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike for Michael and your message to 33103. Go to the weekendwithmichaelbrown.com. You can find all the social media stuff. You can find the map of all the affiliates and the times. You can stream us live, and you can download the podcast, all at theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. So back to Hunter Biden. So the FBI, this is how it works. So the FBI's done their investigation. Duh. How long did it take you guys to do that? So they've done their investigation. Now they've turned it over to the U.S. attorney in Delaware. The U.S. attorney in Delaware will be the individual that make the decision whether or not to file charges against Hunter Biden. Now, I'm convinced he will not do that before November 8th. But I think after November 8th, he will. And I think, depending on how bad of a shellacking the Democrats take next month, depends on, well, that will determine the kind of charges that this prosecutor in Delaware will file against Hunter Biden. But I want to talk for just a second about the influence peddling. Because nowhere in the Washington Post, nowhere in the New York Times, nowhere on the Daily Beast or none of these websites do they really talk about, or at least in depth do they talk about, the influence peddling. Because this is where Joe Biden himself could be at great danger. Because if you have, think about this. Your son goes to China and your son cuts a business deal with I don't care, just any business. They make widgets in China. If you understand how businesses operate in China, every business has a member of the Chinese Communist Party, either on its board of directors or on its management staff, or just there as a minder to watch everything that goes on. And nothing happens without the approval of that member of the Chinese Communist Party. That's how infiltrated the Communist Party is in every aspect of Chinese individuals' or businesses' lives. So Hunter Biden goes there. He gets a deal. They pay Hunter Biden, let's just say in round numbers, $1 million. We have emails and we have testimony from Tony Bobulinski and other former business partners of Hunter Biden that Joe Biden always got a cut of those deals. So in essence, we may have the President of the United States of America taking money from a Chinese business that is laundered through his son's consulting firm and then paid to him. That is an impeachable offense. Now, I'm tired of all these impeachments, but that is an impeachable offense. It could bring down the Biden presidency. And all of that right now is in the hands of a prosecutor in Delaware. Over at Powerline, a great website if you've not seen it, they write that the Hunter Biden case is not the Hunter Biden case. It's the Joe Biden case. All the rest is the saga of a corrupt and degraded reprobate. Meaning Hunter Biden. It is. In his New York Post column, they write on the leaked story, Andrew McCarthy musters the high level of cynicism to read it correctly. He first mocks the Post for its suppression of the underlying story and its self-congratulatory story on the leak. But then he reads the same tea leaves that I'm reading. The exact same tea leaves. And it goes like this. So how does Hunter Biden investigation end? I'm going to tell you what I've told people for years. First, the fact that you're thinking of it as the Hunter Biden investigation means it already has ended in the salient sense. In point of fact, Hunter is the least consequential Biden implicated. Who's the most consequential implicated Biden? Joe Biden himself. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Why is Joe Biden potentially in danger? Oh, man, it's serious. That's coming up next.
Is your job recession-proof? Now might be the perfect time to switch careers and become an IT professional. With My Computer Career, IT is listed as one of the top recession-proof professions. You could have your dream job in just months, not years. No experience needed. Take classes online or on campus. And financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Ammo is expensive and in short supply. You can train without ammunition at home using the Mantis X. The Mantis X firearms training system is a no-ammo, all-electronic way to practice and improve your shooting accuracy. It simply attaches to your firearm and gives you data-driven, real-time feedback on improving your technique. 94% of shooters improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X, a must-have for every responsible gun owner. Dramatically improve your shooting accuracy today. Get yours at MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they keep her online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
What a great way to start your day with a 5K at Turtle Bay. The annual 5K Care Net Race Run Walk starts at 9 a.m. Saturday, October 22nd at Turtle Bay and winds along the scenic Sacramento River and across the Sundial Bridge. Whether you like to race or walk, sign up today for the annual 5K Care Net Race Run Walk for only $30 for the run and $25 for the walk at carenetreading.org. Proceeds will go to CareNet, a nonprofit pregnancy resource center right here in Reading. There will be a free pancake breakfast courtesy of the Knights of Columbus immediately following the race for participants. That's the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk at Turtle Bay, Saturday, October 22nd at 9 o'clock. Sign up online today at carenet.reading.org.
Tonight, tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie.
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike or Michael in your message to 33103 and go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. You'll find everything you need to know about me and the show right there on theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. You know, we're talking about Hunter Biden and this, the whole laptop case, which is finally coming to its proverbial head. And I want to go back to the first hour, in case you weren't listening in the first hour. I was talking about the different republics that we've gone through in kind of the historical timeline of America. And that we've kind of reached this almost oligarchical stage where we've got the cabal that I've described to you before of the ruling elite, which are all octogenarians right now. Nancy Pelosi's in her 80s. Biden's almost in his 80s. Mitch McConnell's in his 80s. Just all these old farts running stuff. And they've also accumulated great wealth while they have ruled over us. And then you have the tech giants that are essentially determining what we can and cannot read. And they're stifling dissent. So you got the ruling elite, you got the tech giants, and then you have the dominant media over here. And only now after the Hunter Biden laptop story finally catches a little bit of wind behind its sails on some of the conservative cable news channels, do they feel like they have to do something? And as I've tried to explain before, there are no consequences in Washington. There are no coincidences. There are lots of consequences. Well, it was Freudian, wasn't it? There are no coincidences in Washington, D.C. That's why I'm telling you that do not expect there to be an indictment of Hunter Biden prior to the November election. And the reason is simple, because the case is not about Hunter Biden, it's about Joe Biden. And that's why this prosecutor has a time bomb in his lap. Because we know from business partners, their affidavits, their testimony, their on-air comments. We know from the emails that Joe Biden was financially benefiting from his son's businesses. This is the same Joe Biden that told us that he's never talked to his son about his business. It's all bullcrap. It's just total bullcrap. This is going to end in a very carefully choreographed theater in which the Biden administration tries to convince you that justice was done. And I can hear Joe Biden coming out and talking about, you know, my son's had his troubles, he's had his fights with addictions, he's had all of this. And will anybody in the press, will anybody raise their hand and say, Mr. President, you know, did you indeed take money from your son from these business practices? A la Nixon, when did you know and what did you know? It's not going to happen. Now, go back to the Washington Post article. There are about 1,500 words in that article. Not one of them is the name Bob Alinsky. And not one of them is the word China. What that Washington Post article is an intentional leak from the Biden team in the White House and the Biden Department of Justice to its most reliably friendly news organ, the Washington Post, whose masthead says, democracy dies in the darkness. Isn't that ironic? How do we know it was a leak from the left and it wasn't a leak from the right? Because Hunter Biden's own attorney, Chris Clark, told us so. He said it is a federal felony for a federal agent to rake information about a grand jury investigation such as this one. Any agent you cite as a source in your article apparently has committed to such a felony. We expect the Department of Justice will diligently investigate and prosecute such bad actors. Yeah, right. That's not going to happen. This was timed. There is, to put it in COVID terms,
what? How do you do that, Michael?
It's like the COVID vaccine. You're convinced that if you leak this story now and you get this story out now and that it's in the hands of a prosecutor, everybody will be like, oh, see, justice is going to be done. Because we all have short-term memory loss. We're all ADHD. This is a vaccine. This is an inoculation, if you will, against any future story. So that any future stories, let's say that this prosecutor in Delaware actually does indict Hunter Biden on these tax evasion charges and the gun charge. The two easiest things to charge him with. This is like Al Capone. You can't get Al Capone on the conspiracy charges. You can't get him on the robbery charges. You can't get him on the bank robberies. You can't get him on anything, but you can get him on the tax returns. Same thing with Hunter Biden. You can get him on the influence peddling, but the problem with doing that is it leads to an indictment or an impeachment of the President of the United States of America, Joe Biden, who doesn't know which way to exit, stage left or stage right. So instead, we'll leak the story now and acts as an inoculation against anything that the prosecutor does because everybody will say, well, see, he got indicted. And he got indicted. And he copped to the crime, he paid a fine, and he got probation, end of story. No, it's not the end of the story. But it will be the end of the story. And it will be the end of the story because I have zero faith in the Republican Party to actually do anything about this, even if they win on November 8th. I hope they prove me wrong. Now, I can hear all of you right now. I can hear you yelling at me. But Michael, if the Republicans take over, they'll investigate. Yeah, they'll hold hearings. I grant you that. They'll hold hearings. And then what? What? You see, this is where I think Americans truly misunderstand how Washington, D.C. works. So Congress can hold hearings till the cows come home. They can hold hearings all they want to. And they can develop all of this evidence. They can't prosecute anybody. They can't prosecute Hunter Biden. The only choice they would have would be to develop enough evidence in the hearings to impeach Joe Biden. Do you think they're going to do that? Do you? And if they did, do they have two-thirds, which would include, unless Republicans overwhelmingly win the Senate, will they have the votes to convict Joe Biden in an impeachment? Do you know what I really wish? Not that I want Kamala Harris as president, but I'm tired of the impeachments. They impeached Trump 3 times. It's like, get over it. Here, and you can call me a partisan, and I'll admit to being a partisan, but here I believe there truly is evidence of high crimes and misdemeanor, where the President of the United States, or as Vice President of the United States, took money from his son's foreign business dealings, which is a clear conflict of interest and is clearly influence peddling and is clearly an impeachable offense, but it won't happen. You think about this. Within weeks of the January 6th riots on Capitol Hill, the Department of Justice arrested hundreds and hundreds of protesters, and they charged them with all sorts of federal crimes. Many of them are still sitting in jail. Many of them, some, I may be wrong about this, but I think some maybe haven't even appeared before a judge yet for a preliminary hearing. I might be wrong about that. But even if they have, they haven't been granted bail. They're still sitting in jail. They're still rotting away. And they're political prisoners. Am I trying to justify what they did? No. But how is it that we can have no bail for people who are caught on video camera beating the snot out of a little old Chinese lady somewhere in Manhattan. And that person walks in to the police precinct, gets charged, and walks right back out. Someone on Capitol Hill doesn't even get that opportunity. If Hunter Biden refuses to cop a plea and short-circuit that looming indictment, he risks charges that might require more than just a fine. And if he risks an indictment, he also risks the big guy. I'm not joking. I'm not kidding. And if so, Joe Biden could be swept up along with him. For obvious reasons, I don't think Hunter Biden will take that risk. This is, as I said, a two-tier justice system. When you think, first, the fact that people are thinking about this as a Hunter Biden investigation means it has already ended in any important sense. In point of fact, as I said, Hunter is the least consequential Biden implicated. And what he himself kind of gingerly refers to as his tax matter, when he was induced only after the 2020 election, of course, to concede that he was under criminal investigation, that's the least consequential aspect of it. This has huge implications for the Democrat Party. And the fact that the Washington Post is reporting it today is an inoculation. It's an inoculation so that if and when an indictment comes down, the claim of, oh, yeah, this is old news. Yeah, we know all of this stuff. Yeah, he's going to end up paying a fine. Yeah, he engaged in tax evasion. Yeah, he also lied on his background check when he bought a gun. Yeah, happens all the time. No, or actually, BFD, as Joe Biden would say. Yeah, it's a big effing deal, right? So let's just face it. In 1,500 words in the Washington Post article, they have attempted to inoculate the American public and our psyche that this is no big deal. I'm telling you, it is a giant deal. Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael and your message to 33103, 33103. You can also go to the Weekend with Michael Brown where you can get the podcast. You can follow me on social media, everything you need to know. In fact, find all the affiliates. It's right there on the Weekend with Michael Brown on the Facebook page, the Weekend with Michael Brown too. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Silver demand will exceed supply again this year. Mining.com stated this month that 32,000 tons of silver will be produced, and the amount we need is 34,000 tons. That is a 2,000-ton shortage. This proves that Noble Gold Investments has long warned the market about U.S. transition to renewable energy will put pressure on silver production. Silver is used in solar cells, industrial fabrication, and the automotive industry. There will be a further increase in demand in the field of nanotechnology, the food industry, and printed and flexible electronics. Demand will increase by 54% by 2030. There's no better time to invest with Noble Gold Investments than now. Noble Gold Investments will walk you through the entire process, and it'll take you no more than 5 minutes to open a gold or silver IRA. And this month, you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Brought to you by ReddingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR. Whether it's harvest theme or Halloween, decorate your home for the fall with Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture with vintage holiday decor. There's lots of Halloween decorations to choose from, plus clothing and costume jewelry, including earrings, necklaces, pins, and rings. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Hey, welcome back to The Beacon with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate everybody tuning in. You can text me a message. You know, by the way, speaking of the text messages, you can send me a text message whenever you're listening to the program, because I know that different affiliates play the program at different time, and sometimes it's repeated. Sometimes people just listen on the podcast. So anytime you're listening, because this is an exclusive number to us, you can just text the word Mike or Michael in your message to 33103, because I'm always looking at the text messages. So if you got a comment or a question about anything, you can always send that text message whenever you're listening to the program. So in this last segment, I wanted to do real quickly a story that I just want to throw it out there just for you to think about. I don't make any judgment about this. I just want you to think about it. And here's how just in a nutshell, here's what I'm going to tell you. The number of trans youth last year was up 70%, 70% from the year before. Now, I don't think there is any explanation for that, but what I would call social contagion. The number of kids with actual gender dysphoria just, I don't think, cannot organically double in a year. I think these kids are being manipulated on a massive scale. Here are the numbers. This is astonishing to me. New diagnoses in the United States of patients between the ages of 6 and 17 years old. So just think about that group, 6 to 17 years old. Gender dysphoria. In 2017, about 15,000 kids between 6 and 17 years of age were diagnosed with genuine gender dysphoria. Okay. 2018. It goes from 15,000 to 18,000. That seems interesting. 2019, between the ages of 6 and 17, the number of kids diagnosed with gender dysphoria goes from, remember, 15,000 in 2017 to 21,000 in 2019. And then you get to the year 2020, and the number jumps to 24,847 kids. Now hold on to your hats. New diagnoses in the United States of patients ages 6 to 17 in the year 2021 jumped from 24,000 in 2020 to 42,167 in 2021. So you go from 17 to 21, you go from 15,000 to 18,000 to 21,000 to 24,000, and then a giant jump during COVID to 42,167. What's the explanation? If you have an explanation for it, fire it away. Send it to me. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Because, again, I make no judgment. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on. And I want you to keep in mind the idea of social contagion. I think it's a real thing. By the way, I want to remind you of something. If you want to protect yourself or a loved one against any attack on you personally or a family member, but you don't feel comfortable carrying a gun, you need to learn about HEROES non-lethal products. HERO is a maker of the award-winning HERO 2020, which is a non-lethal gun that shoots high-speed projectiles filled with pepper powder that explodes on impact, covering your attacker, causing pain, mental confusion, and coughing that's uncontrollable. And all of these HERO products are concealable, and you do not need a carry permit. And now, HERO2020.com has a new product that I love called the Arrow. This looks like a small remote control. It shoots a really thick red sticky pepper gel. I've shot it. It creates this intense burning sensation on any skin on contact. And it also includes a 120 decibel alarm that alerts others that you need help. Both of these products are non-lethal, but they allow you to defend yourself from a distance and to escape a dangerous situation. My wife carries one. I carry one. In fact, I carry one in my bag and in my car. I want you to get one today for yourself, your spouse, your daughter at college, your son working the late shift, or anyone you know that needs extra protection. Go online. The website is hero2020.com. That's hero2020.com. Use my last name, Brown, for a special discount. That's hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply.
I got that done, but now I want to go back. I want to go back to the gender dysphoria.
Social contagion is a real thing, and you can see that based on everything that we've seen so far in the COVID lockdowns. Just last night, my wife and I went to dinner, and I was fascinated. Now, we've not had a mask mandate in Colorado for I don't know how long, but this mandate has not existed. Yet the entire staff in the restaurant, they were all wearing masks. Now, that I believe, now there could be an easy answer to that. Management requires it. But why does management require it? Because of social contagion. That's a phrase that I want you to bury in your brain somewhere and be thinking about. Because I do believe that we live in a world where because of the impulse and the influx of media all the time, we're constantly faced with these pressures, and it creates social contagion. I'll be right back.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.